Squad. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. Don't forget, by the way, again, the number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about censorship. Self-imposed censorship versus the type of censorship where you want to stop other people from seeing things that they want to see. And what brought this whole conversation about is the PTC, the Parents Television Council. They are making waves about a new MTV series called Skins, and really the producer of MTV Skins should really ought to give them a call and or send a thank you card to the Parents Television Council, because whenever the PTC picks up on something and makes a bunch of hullabaloo about it, it always results in all kinds of free publicity that the show never could have afforded to pay for. I mean, this has been reported far and wide, and it was front and center on the Drudge Report for the last couple of days. Still, I believe it is still there. That's how I found out about it, and I never would have heard about it otherwise, so, of course, I wanted to know what all the controversy was about, so I went and I watched one of the promos, and it doesn't seem to be anything any more racy than what happened in the mid-1990s with the movie Kids that came out then, that was very, very controversial and very, you know, real life, an example of what happens in some kids' lives where they get mixed up in drugs and sex and, you know, doing things dangerously and all of that. And the Parents Television Council would much prefer that these sorts of things did not exist so they can shield their kids from the world that actually does exist out there. And it just seems so ludicrous what their position is. But let's get your thoughts and your calls in here at 800-259-9231, because despite all of their complaining, things are still moving in a direction of more racy programming on television, and they would be much better off, as Meg pointed out earlier tonight, focusing their efforts on creating the type of programming they would like people to see or to show their kids, to create their own channel for people to lock their boxes onto. But no, instead it's much easier to bitch and moan, and that's what basically they exist for, is to encourage people to complain and then take their money so they can continue encouraging people to complain as though it's actually going to do anything. Let's continue here, though, with your thoughts and go to Ron, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Ron.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess I'm just reflecting what has been said, that people, I don't know, I don't believe they understand that you cannot legislate morality. You know, if, let's say there's a gay couple down the street, been living together, they're gay, they've been together for 5 or 6 years. All of a sudden they want to get married, you know. Let's say there's something on TV that I don't want my kids, my grandkids to see. I'm not going to write my congressman. I'm going to talk to my children about it and explain to them about morality and different things like that, and not expect the bigger hand to come down and make it against the law. You know, I used to really get upset about it. Now I chuckle when I hear people say, well, we need to change the law, change the law. You know, when it doesn't affect my life, it doesn't affect my children's life about what's going on. If I feel that it is, then I'm going to talk to them. I'm not going to write my congressman and say, let's make it against the law for a 17-year-old to be on TV.
As though, yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. As though Congress would be who you'd want to turn to for morality's sake, right?
That's the last thing I want to turn to. You know?
And if you were to go that route, it'd be, you know, you're kids would be out of the house, grown adults by the time anything ever happened.
Yeah, they'd have grandkids by the time you actually Congress got around to doing something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly right. And like I said, I'm just reflecting what's already been said, but I appreciate shows like this to where I can vent a little bit.
Ron, you know? I'm glad you're out there, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We are here for your venting purposes. Should you like to vent, you may do so, and you may vent on whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231.
Warning, we vent back.
Because you can take control of the airwaves. In fact, that's what I believe Rich is going to do here in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Rich in New Hampshire, going once. Rich in New Hampshire, going twice.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, Rich.
Yes. Well, I'm calling to talk about something completely different. Unless, of course, somebody happens to be on trial for violating some stupid censorship law, in which case it would be very relevant. And that would be if you're happen to be on the jury, and this would be about your right as a juror to nullify any law that you disagree with.
What does that mean, Rich?
Well, let's say, for example, somebody's on trial for violating an unconstitutional censorship law, or possession or manufacture or sale or purchase of an unauthorized weed. And you, as the juror, would have the right to vote not guilty, even if the law was broken, simply because you disagree with the law. It violates your conscience.
Yep.
And what I wanted to call about in particular is a new website. It's New Hampshire specific, and that is nhjury.com. And this is basically an outreach effort right here in New Hampshire. And I wanted to talk about it because if people go to that site, nhjury.com, it can be a good example of what can be done in your state or your part of the state or whatever.
What can be done, Rich? I mean, what is exactly going on the site that is different, say, from what you might find over at the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org, which is kind of like the main national website for jury nullification information?
Well, for one thing, there is a tab called Locations, and you go to that one tab, and it pulls up all 10 counties so that you can go to any one of those counties, depending on where you live, and you can look for the contact person in that particular county, and you can get active in the jury outreach. And what we're doing is we are handing out brochures educating jurors about their rights, such rights which are usually not discussed in the courtroom. The judge will either, and the prosecutors, of course, will not even mention it. And in fact, that information may very well be suppressed.
It's true. You know, what you're pointing out here is that New Hampshire and the activists that have come here for the Free State Project are really, I think, maybe leading the whole country in just consistent jury nullification outreach. I know that here in Cheshire County, where we're doing this show from the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, we've been doing jury nullification outreach for over 2 years on a consistent basis. We're hitting every single potential jury with this information. I know that you guys have started it up over in Grafton County there, I think sometime earlier this year, or last year rather, in 2010. And so you're saying it's expanding out to all the counties?
That is right. My objective is to make sure that there's somebody in each county to make sure that this happens. And we've got about half of the counties covered, and we're working on the others. And speaking of activists, if you go to the activist tab on nhjury.com, you will find, I just updated it, we've got a couple of Ridley reports on jury outreach in Keene, where you live, including one featuring you. It's an activist call to action. This was done about 2009, and it was kind of fun watching you do this call to action and realizing that this is exactly what we're doing. Not to mention the folks.
Right, it's where I was challenging the other activists, if I'm recalling correctly, it's where I was challenging the other activists across the state to get their butts in gear and start doing this outreach because it's so easy. And the same thing applies for everybody across the country. And I think nhjury.com is a good place for them to look at to see what can be done. And, Rich, I want to thank you for the call and bringing this up because jury nullification is so important. And it is activism that is easy to do, and it's something that anybody can handle wherever it is they are. As long as you've got two or three friends that are willing to help you, you never want to do it alone, because the cops probably will try to mess with you the first time out. There's a good chance of that happening. But you're just giving people information. You're enlightening them as to what jury nullification is. You're getting out in front of the courthouse whenever they're doing jury selection and getting that info into the hands of the right people at the right time. I recommend FIJA.org as well as another great website to go to. FIJA stands for the Fully Informed Jury Association.org. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and we are here live tonight. It's Ian here.
And Meg.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Meg actually has her own website. It is libertyflare.com. What is a flare?
Flare and little one-inch buttons that you can stick on pretty much anything, and a great way to share a message of liberty without actually trying, and you can help out some good liberty causes in the process.
Yeah, it's a great conversation starter, and there are various different groups that you've associated yourself with over at libertyflare.com. And so messages, sayings, and logos. And
yeah, just, you know, icons and all sorts of things. And they're very
and cheap.
So, yeah, so you can get a bunch. And, yeah, put them everywhere.
Go to LibertyFlare.com. You can do that. Also, we were just talking with Rich in New Hampshire about the Fully Informed Jury Association and getting the ideas of jury nullification out into the hands of jurors and how well it's being done here in New Hampshire versus maybe some of the other places around the country where they just don't have the same level of organization, the same level of activism. It's because we've got that going on here because of the Free State Project, because thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people have decided they're going to move to New Hampshire. And hundreds have already made the move, but thousands are still pledged to move. Over 10,600 people have pledged to move so far. We'd like that number to be 20,000, so there's still a little ways to go. And if you love the ideas of individual liberty and personal responsibility, and you get what it means to be free, and that is you allow others to be free. Parents Television Council doesn't get this, but you allow others to be free so you can have the freedom to live your life the way that you want, as long as you aren't aggressive against someone else. If you get all that, you understand what freedom is, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project and to get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. That's why the three of us are here in New Hampshire. Meg, you moved over from Portland. Mark and myself moved from Florida. People are coming from all around the country, around the world even, to focus their efforts in one place, yeah. And that's here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in Portland, Oregon, by the way.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Most people up here think of Maine.
Right, so you came a long way, as we did, yeah. As well. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. As we go to the phones and the fun, let's talk to Brett in Indiana on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. I had actually called to talk about something else, but I wanted to chime in a little bit on that MTV thing, if I could.
Sure.
It's kind of simple. You know, you don't have to use the government to do it. You could just do the same thing what my parents did when I was a kid. There was stuff they didn't want me to see on TV. I didn't have MTV as a kid because my parents called the cable company up, and they had that channel blocked because they didn't like that stuff being shown. You know, they didn't want us to see that as a kid. They never, you know, they're not going to try, you know, they never went and tried to force, you know, to get that stuff taken off the television. They just blocked the channel and said, I don't want you to see it. They never tried to force it on anybody else. I mean, I don't see why that's so hard for other parents to understand.
Did they also prevent you from visiting friends' houses that did have the MTV channel?
No, they never, that was never an issue. Anytime I'd go over, they never asked what kind of stuff they watched or anything. You know, I have pretty lenient parents, you know, and I grew up just fine. I didn't have anybody, you know, coming over me saying, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that and everything. I basically almost kind of had my free roam as a kid.
Except you couldn't watch MTV.
Well, yeah, I couldn't watch MTV, and I wasn't allowed into the living room when Beverly Hills 90210 was on. I wasn't allowed to watch that either. So,
well, you kind of got off easy there,
it.
So.
All right, so what else did you want to share tonight?
I actually, something I've been thinking about for a while is internet trolling. I know you guys got...
I spend no time thinking about this, so why are you thinking so much about internet trolling?
It's just, I know you guys get some, you know, you've talked about how how you've gotten trolls over at Free King. We get them over at Cop Block. I just wondered, you know, what's a good way to handle people? I mean, you know, some of these people, they just want to come in and cause a ruckus, you know, just get people angry. You know, I always wondered, you know, is it better to just, you know, leave them alone, let them be, or, you know, actually have, you know, polite discussions with them?
It just depends. It just depends. I would say, in general, it's best to ignore them, but sometimes I can't resist the temptation, so.
You love a flame. Yeah,
I've gone head on with one of them before, and I know I let myself get carried away and said some pretty mean things to them, so I was like, you know, from now on, I think I'm just going to let them be.
I think that usually is the best course of action, but the problem comes in when everyone else won't leave them be, or there are others who are on the site that won't leave them be, and that still feeds into the troll. For those that don't know what we're talking about, internet trolling, can somebody just define internet trolling?
Somebody who just basically goes on a website to be a jerk.
Yeah, to kind of be a counter for the purposes of upsetting people and essentially just being a bother.
Yeah, an anonymous face behind a computer screen who can, you know, put in probably not even their opinions, just something to, you know, poke at... beehive.
Anonymity is a big factor to internet trolling. However, it is possible to troll without being anonymous as well.
Yeah, it is.
Just by basically nitpicking on every little thing and never actually listening to the points that are made counter to what it is that that you're saying. Just picking on things that you disagree with for the purpose of continuing to disagree and continuing to essentially suck people's time into a vortex that they'll never escape.
In the end, like, once you fight with one of these trollers, where have you both gotten?
Yeah, that's true. You've usually not gotten anywhere. You could make the argument that maybe people that are viewing the discussion are somehow benefiting from the points and information being traded, but I've never heard of anybody say, yeah, that trolling discussion really changed my mind about something. So I don't know.
That's kind of the only reason I will talk to them sometimes, because I've had people on some of my friends' Facebook pages. I'll be talking to them. We know we'll both have differing positions, and somebody will come back later and after we've done talked, and they'll make a comment. You know, good points brought up by both people. You know, it's something to think about. You know, I never thought about this, never thought about that. You know, somebody else might see what I wrote and come over to our side, or might see what they wrote and decide to go over to their side. That's about the only reason I ever do it, but, I always figure just try and ignore people.
Yeah, I think ignoring them is the best way to do it, because if you crack down and attempt to ban them, then you'll find the ones that are the most dedicated will continue coming back and changing their IP address and making fake mail accounts.
I think there's trollish behavior that deserves banning, for one, if somebody's threatening violence.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, if somebody's getting four or five different accounts all from the same IP address and then making it look like they're having a conversation with themselves. Yes, all four of us agree.
Yeah.
You know, creating for themselves their own little loud minority by doing this. It's just that kind of behavior I don't think is acceptable. But I think that somebody should be able to have their own opinion.
Thank you for the call. That's Brett from copblock.org, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Michael listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WSCFM. Hello,
hey.
Michael.
Hey guys.
Hey, Michael.
I was just listening and I pretty much agree with everything you were saying as far as not having the government come in and monitor everything. But then I remembered hearing the people on TV the other day, what they were saying is that it was child pornography.
You're talking about the new MTV show Skins?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I meant to say that. Yeah, calling about Skins. And so at first I agree with you, and growing up I wasn't allowed to watch MTV. You know, they didn't need anybody to regulate that. There's a lot of shows on that my kids aren't going to be allowed to watch, and I certainly wouldn't have the government come in and silence those. However, what I remember about the child pornography thing, if it is in fact child pornography, I couldn't advocate that. So what do you guys think? Is it really child pornography, or is that just what they're saying to get a bigger publicity?
I think it's nonsense. I'll tell you what, we can come back here and discuss that idea.
Child pornography is if Michelangelo's Statue of David is pornography. I mean, we'll tell you what the pornography aspect of it is
if
you want to use that term.
Yeah, we'll come back and explain here in a moment. And if you want to hang on, Michael, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. I'm so sorry. We try to control ourselves. It's so rude to come back from a break laughing, and we tried to not do it. And it's so rude to not explain what it is we're laughing about.
It's all right.
However, it would be rude to not explain it. However, we can't really explain in great detail.
Because of the FCC.
Because of the FCC. And also because, people might get offended. It has something to do with a donkey sex show. That's all we can really say. And it was awful.
Yeah.
Incredibly awful. So, but very funny at the same time. And I blame you, Mark.
That minute of the 2 minutes of my life, it's gone.
Next time, we're just going to have you leave the room. That way, your laughter doesn't infect me. So, anyway, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves. This show, by the way, brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL, C-A-I.
All right, I think we lost Michael during the break. Maybe his cell phone dropped off, but he had called in to bring up the Skins show, which has kind of been the main topic that this whole conversation has revolved around throughout the show tonight. The Parents Television Council freaking out because of the show getting on the air, and it's addressing real issues that teenagers have to deal with, like sex and drugs, that kind of thing. And so they don't want to see that happen. And one of the other aspects of this has been the show has been accused of being child pornography. Now, this is just so absurd to me. The idea that in any way, shape, or form, this show about teenagers and sexual situations would be child pornography. Because first and foremost, in my opinion, a teenager is not a child. A child is someone who has not gone through puberty, someone who has not developed in a sexual manner. A child is someone who typically is sexless and is not interested in doing things like that.
You know, it goes, yes, it's certainly, I know you don't, and I probably wouldn't myself consider the sex, you know, videotaped sex of a 17-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old child pornography. But that's not what's happening here.
No, and that's not what's happening here.
Characterizing child pornography too. What the scene here is a kid running down the road without any drawers on. You know,
17-year-old actor. This is from HollywoodReporter.com, and I should have cited that earlier. That's where all these stories have come from that we've been talking about with this show. 17-year-old actor Jesse Carrere is shown running down the street naked from behind. The plot centers around his erection, aided by erectile dysfunction pills. It's slated to air January 31st.
But you don't see that. It's just him running down the road naked.
Presumably you do not see that. It is just the buttocks. You will see his 17-year-old buttocks. And so, that is what they're calling child pornography.
Right. And so what the Parents Television Council does here is it once again furthers the situation of shows getting more and more risque, because who's going to believe them the next time they call child pornography, when the last time they called child pornography, it was a video of a kid, a boy running down the street from behind without any clothes
on.
People, that's not child pornography.
But the people,
nudity is not pornography.
I agree with you. You're right about that. But the people they're marketing to absolutely believe that nudity is pornography.
Yeah, I mean, these are probably the people who have been turning in people for taking pictures of their children in the bathtub.
Yeah. Those would be those folks that somehow believe that nudity is sexuality. And I'm sorry, they are not one in the same.
It says a lot about those people.
Yes, it does.
It says something about you if you think that nudity is sexuality.
Right. Do you turn yourself on when you look at yourself in the mirror when you're taking a shower or going to the bathroom or something like that? Is that sexy? Is it sexy when you sit down on the toilet, to let out number one or number two? Is that a sexy thing for you? Because that involves nudity. No, nudity is not sexy. It's only sexy when sex is involved, or the tantalization, the suggestion of sex is involved. In fact, many cases, not being nude is far more sexy than being nude.
There's some very, lewd-looking clothing that I find much more, I guess, personally offensive as far as sexual aspects go, than just nudity.
Because you're tantalizing, you're suggesting something. You're making the viewer wonder, what's underneath that? I sure would like to see that. In fact, we actually had one time, it was years ago, this pedophile called into the show, and we ended up spending an hour and a half talking to the guy, because it's not every day that you have a pedophile call in, a self-professed pedophile call in to talk on the radio. So we asked him all kinds of questions, had a very lengthy conversation with him, and I think one of the most revealing things that he said, since we're talking about the idea of child pornography, is that if all child porn was wiped off of the face of the earth tomorrow, this guy would have no problem, because he would just pick up the Sears catalog and look at the underwear section. That's all he needs. He doesn't need to have naked children for him to be excited by the idea of sex with a child. Kids in underwear is plenty for him. I just found that absolutely interesting and very revealing about that kind of person. So the idea that there's a 17-year-old near man running down the road in this particular show on MTV and it's being called child pornography is ludicrous from both perspectives. It is not a child. He's a teenager. And it's not pornography in that there's no sexuality to that situation.
I think that it just puts the Parents Television Council's word on, it makes people doubt what they're going to say.
Well, again, I think it depends on who you're talking to, Mark. I think the people that would look at that and, as we're saying, say that's ludicrous, wouldn't really be paying attention to the Parents Television Council in the first place. The people that do pay attention to the Parents Television Council are far more likely to agree with them and to say, yes, that is pornography because it's a it's naked buttocks. But your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Andy, listening to WAUB in Auburn, New York. Hello, Andy. Andy, are you with us? Andy in Auburn.
Is that Anthony or Andy?
I don't know. Whoever you are you in Auburn?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
All right, now you got me.
All right, is this Andy?
Yep.
All right, Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, nothing to do with MTV or entertainment or anything. I heard you say earlier, or you say pretty often that, everything should be free. People should be free to do whatever they want unless it involves aggression against someone else, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's what freedom is to me.
So do you consider a corporation coming in and poisoning all the well water, poisoning the ground so severely that all the well water in a community is poisonous or flammable from that point on, do you consider that aggression that
Absolutely.
Should be regulated by the government?
I think the government's the poorest institution to regulate it. But however, I don't think there should be regulations. I think they should be, held to account. But I don't think that the government is going to be, a good organization to do it. I think that.
So how is commerce regulating that since it's happening at this point with hydrofracking? How is commerce regulating that? Because I don't see it being regulated in the slightest.
I don't see the government regulating it either. I don't see the government reserving.
New York State just put a moratorium for a year on it. That's pretty. That put a stop to it, at least for a year.
New York State?
Yep.
So there's another 49 states that haven't, because I know that they offered hydrofracking to me when I did my well this year. Hydrofracking in different places causes, more and less problems. They're not actually poisoning the water. They're allowing...
Have you seen Gasland?
They're allowing, the poisons that are in the ground to be released more so. They're not actually
it's
using
It's just coincidence poison. That it is happens to be all the poisons that it involved the hydrofracking liquid that gets into the water that you can turn on your kitchen sink and put a lighter underneath it and the stuff coming out of your kitchen sink lights on fire.
Do you think that I'm here supporting poison water?
Of course not.
You just want to kill everybody, Mark.
If you think free trade is going to regulate itself,
It doesn't now because
happening.
Everybody assumes government does.
No, sir. The government
isn't stopping people from hydrofracking. It may very well
it's
outlaw
it. It
doesn't stop
right
it. No, it doesn't. You could go hydrofrack in New York, and as long as nobody finds out, it's still, you're fine.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The government's actually the biggest polluter. We can come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we might be able to sneak your thoughts in here. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for $3 a month, the very minimum, and then you can use any major credit card or PayPal and get all the perks that are involved too. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much more. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. But the ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November. But you need to reserve your berth now. Deadline is March the 1st. The cost is as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so before we continue with the calls, to address real quick what Andy was calling about the issue of this hydrofracking, which is, Mark, you were explaining it during the break.
Okay, I didn't look this up on Wikipedia. This is my understanding of what hydrofracking is. They put some kind of mud slurry into the ground. They pressurize it, and it causes the ground to, the existent cracks to crack further, and they create fractures. They use the hydraulic power to fracture the ground, and that this will allow your well to produce more water. However, what we've been finding out over the last couple of years is this hydrofracking is poisoning people's wells. In some areas are worse than others, and he says that in New York State that they've outlawed it, and it may very well be outlawed. So smoking marijuana, Andy. Now, what I'm saying here is not that you should hydrofrack, simply that the government doesn't know whether someone's hydrofracking or not. That, you know, a well-digging company, if that's what they want to do, they can go ahead and do that. I think that what we need... you know, obviously you're going to need a dispute resolution organization or many of them to you know, settle disputes among people. I think if somebody aggresses against somebody else, and yes, sending poisons into their water, either intentionally or through negligence,
absolutely
is aggression, and you need to make a person whole.
But to consider the government as the solution for this is ludicrous. The government is the top polluter.
It could take you up to a decade and, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your justice here.
Even if you could get justice through their system, you've got to remember you're dealing with the number one polluter in the entire country, the government.
Right. Well, in the world, if you take the governments and their pollution, I mean, the idea that you're going to have the government protect people from pollution is ludicrous. It's like putting the thieves in control of stealing.
Yeah, in fact, I would recommend people check out Dr. Mary Roart's Healing Our World for more information on this particular topic. You can actually download it for free in audiobook form or PDF or ebook form over at book.freekeen.com. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Let's go to Greg listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina in Charleston. Hello, Greg.
Hey guys, I'm just trying to understand how intelligent, how wise, and omnipotent our founding fathers were. They came up with a system that said, you know, freedom is the key. At what point? Where did we lose that? Why do people now think that less freedom makes? And I can't talk about another country, but makes America better.
Good question.
I agree that you know, when the founding fathers got together, they had these great ideas of freedom and stuff like that, but they never implemented them. Under the Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, decided to deploy the incipient navy without the approval of Congress. John Adams, right there through the Second Continental Congress, through the you know, the founding documents, all that stuff. The guy presided over the nation with the Alien and Sedition Act. George Washington. You know, the guy who was in charge of the rebellion then sends troops on other rebellions, Shay's Rebellion and the rebellion out in the Whiskey Rebellion.
So basically, as soon as they got a touch of power, they completely lost control.
Just ban those ideas.
Yeah.
And I understand that power does corrupt, but I'm just trying to find out when the pendulum switched so far to where now we've become a nanny state. Well, it's too much of this on TV. Let's call it.
It was little by little. It was when somebody proposed the first regulation and somebody else said okay, and then another 1,000 followed, and then another 100,000 followed that, and it's just been, you know, death by 1,000 cuts. And,
well, because
and then,
I don't know how old you are, but when The Honeymooners was on, you never saw Ralph and Alice's bedroom. Then we got to Lucy and Ricky. Well, they slept in separate beds. Then you got to the Brady Bunch, and you slept in the same bed, and then they, you know, I kind of had on full-length pajamas. Now it's all out there, but I have that option to turn my channel, turn my TV off, or tell my children, you can't watch this. Why do people somehow, some way in this country believe that it's the government's responsibility to say, hey, you shouldn't do that because people are going to be...
Because they want to control others, and they see the government as what it is, which is a tool of violence that they can use to control others, and unfortunately, that's where we're at, and it's just been a long time coming, and we need to do what we can to change that. And I thank you for the call. I wish we had more time to talk about it. It sounds like you've got a football game or something to get back to.
This is an emergency.
Let's go to Calvin in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Calvin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the idea of slowly, like, one by one, just banning products that are sold in the U.S. that are not made in the U.S.?
I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
That would eventually get the American economy going again, where we have people working in factories again.
That is an illusion.
How's it going in North Korea? Oh, North Korea doesn't allow any imports in.
Well, they don't do what we do either, that they don't make and manufacture like we do. They don't build cars like we do.
Why don't they?
We build cars.
Why don't they build cars like we do?
What I'm saying is they don't have the policy that we do that allow us to be free and
I'm not free if I can't buy a car from my buddy who's selling it to me from China.
I can't buy Canadian deodorant.
Allow people to do that, but use your own money and your own tax dollars to do it.
Well, wait a minute. You had sounded that your first part of your call was you suggested that products should be banned from being purchased at all. Now you're saying I can buy what I want as long as I'm using my own money?
Well, I mean, is all those cars that have bought and sold in the U.S., don't we pay like a, like, isn't there like a tax? Aren't those cars shipped over here?
Yeah, there are import and there are both import and export taxes, and those are anti-freedom. So really, if you want,
those are tariffs that people pay in order to get the car into the country. You're not paying it; some other country's paying it, or some other company's paying it, and then you're benefiting. I mean, the small amount of benefit you might get through the government getting the taxes.
Okay, so basically, what you're saying is all the factories that have closed down over the years that cut us off, it wouldn't do us any good to cut them off just the way they did us.
So the reason why factories closed down over the years and moved to other countries is because typically they are being regulated out of here. There are too many government regulations that control what they can make or what they can charge or how much they have to pay their employees or what their working environment needs to be like. And so basically those companies have decided that in order to keep their costs down so they can compete in the marketplace and still sell their products to Americans, they have to make them outside of the country. So really it's the government and their controls that have essentially driven those folks away.
What do you think of the chances are that that may be reversed one day?
At some point, the United States will actually regulate itself out of existence. The United States government will destroy its own currency, and then the government leeches will have nothing off of which to leech, and they will have to go away.
Right, in the same way that the Soviet Union crumbled unexpectedly, someday the U.S. government will likely have the same thing.
But the people that in this country that have the idea of a good work ethic and that kind of thing, they'll go someplace else. They'll want to, you know, we should be less worried about the immigration laws in this country and more worried about the immigration laws into China.
Hey, thanks, Calvin, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's get Anthony on here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE out in Eureka, California. Hello, Anthony.
Good evening, fellow progressives. I want to ask you, do you agree with sociologists and psychologists that we have a gross decadent culture in that teenagers and tweenies are exposed to countless instances of soft pornography on television, violent sex and sexualized violence, such that we have teens gang raping women and teens gang stomping other teenagers to death?
Well, I think that that's been occurring all along. I mean, you can show an incident of all that stuff happening in every decade.
Wait a minute now.
I also don't know if I would call myself a progressive either.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you sure that's happening in Iraq or Iran or those kind of cultures? Besides stoning women for adultery, I'm not talking about that.
Well, I think it's very difficult for me to get news stories out of Iraq that I will trust, for one. I mean, it's not exactly a free culture. But I can't do anything about what's going on in Iraq.
I know. We can solve these rape problems by putting burqas on women. That'll stop all temptation from men. What are you talking about? I wish we had more time to ask you these questions and dig into this. So call us back on Monday night, Anthony. Call us at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll dig into this in detail.
3 hours, then.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it then, but we're out of it for now, and we'll see you Monday night in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.